yet to come to terms with the fact that I'm graduating as the salutatorian of my class. Salutatorian. The kid who barely missed the top spot. Second best. With being salutatorian comes the dreadful responsibility of giving the welcoming address at graduation. So, for the last time in this godforsaken place, I'm left with no choice but to grin and bear it. Grin and bear it. My, how I've mastered that over the last 4 years. In freshman year, I made the final of the math bowl. At lunch, 2 hours before the contest, this lanky, awkward kid, Aaron, was tripped over by our resident class doofus, Mikey. Aaron's orange juice spilled all over my favorite white shirt, and that ruined the rest of my day and my chances at winning. I lost to Henry, our class valedictorian, who is 7 out of 7 on his university applications, but has yet to decide where to go because he didn't expect to have so many options. He's a grade A jerk. A jerk, but smart, so I loathe him even more for that. When I had to stand beside him for the photo, the loser with the juice-stained shirt and a silver medal, I learned to grin and bear it. Boy, did it get worse as the years went by. Never my fault, but always the victim of the universe.
The welcoming address is supposed to move people. So, talk about the greatest lesson you learned, Kara. Something with depth, like compassion? Something beyond the academic lesson, you know?
Compassion. Compassion is a gray subject in high school. It's used as an excuse so often that it jades the minds of the younger students. This line of reasoning makes them believe that secretly getting high in the bathroom is forgivable, as long as you say the reason you got into it was that classes are too overwhelming.
Kevin's just misunderstood. We should be more compassionate.
But sorry, Miss Edith. Where was the compassion for Kathy when Todd, the perv sports director, lifted her skirt while she carried her tray of food in the cafeteria? Oh, right. She was asking for it, wasn't she? That must mean she's exempt from any form of compassion, am I right? And it sucks to put that into words because I'm only realizing most of these things just when I finished high school and I put my 4-year history into perspective. High school sucks. And it sucks because it makes us a victim of a system that discourages us from speaking against it, when really we should be more courageous to let our voices be heard. Because we're all trying to grow into the potential we all have, but so often our wings are clipped by peer pressure, bullying, the unrealistic expectations of teachers who think it's right to dictate your identity. So no, compassion isn't the lesson here. But maybe it's grit. Maybe it's finally taking them up for all their claims that this is the breeding ground for a new generation that'll change the world. Oh, we're going to change it, all right.